Take the bass line out. Jiggle.
Bounce.
Let it bump.
It's the hard knock life. It's the hard knock life for us. Steady treat it. We get kicked. Steady kisses. We get kicked. It's the hard knock life.
From standing on the corners bopping to driving some of the hottest
check,
cars New York
check,
has ever
check.
Seen.
Welcome, Biggity Bro, back to the brutal, biggity brutal fucking view. I'm John.
I'm Eric.
And we are just the dose of us today.
Just the two of us.
Just the two
of us. We can make it if we try.
The remainder of last week's episode is already up and on Patreon, as well as our first poker night. We will have another one coming out that will be much more coherent and cohesive. Call the podcast 603-922-4074, email brutalview@gmail.com. We are sponsored by Alternative Original Clothing. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was easy. I didn't do anything.
Nice.
I don't like that fucking holiday.
Yeah.
Holiday. She even said the same thing. She's like, not gonna lie, I don't really care if you get me anything. I was like, all right, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Obviously, we got each other. Just like, we're like, oh, we'll just get each other like a card and fucking... Xbox or
anything. Yeah.
Like card.
Yeah.
And then we're like, oh, we'll just go to Walmart right here. And then we're like, we should buy each other Legos. I'm like, I'm totally down for that.
Fuck
dude.
Yeah. Like, no, that's dope.
So I got Star Wars Legos and she got
gang.
Harry Potter.
Gang. Harry Potter Legos. I've never seen those.
She got I got her. Fuck, it's that big goofy fat guy with the beard.
Hagrid.
Yeah, his little hut thing.
Oh, word.
Or house.
Yeah, or from that. Yeah.
They have the fucking spiders. And, like, everything of that. They have, like, the wizard school and shit.
Yeah. Hogwarts, the whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Legos. That's dope. Are not cheap.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember a box being, like, $20, and I thought that was expensive.
Yeah, like, they have $20 now, and it's, like, they're little things, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I remember I got, like, a whole, like, 400-piece set for, like, $20.
I think the ones we got were around, like, 600, 700 pieces, and they're, like, $50.
Damn.
Retards. Probably shouldn't have said that.
I'm glad fucking Legos are still a thing. Like, that's, like, one childhood thing that, shouldn't ever go away.
Yeah, like, they're coming out with Lego Star Wars again, but it's, like, every episode plus, like... They're doing DLCs of, like, the fucking in-between movies and The Mandalorian. Like,
oh.
It's a fucking huge game, dude.
Damn.
So that's pretty hype.
Fuck, I might get that, dude. I remember building shit in that game. That was so fun. Did you ever play the PC version of it? It's a little more complex than, like, the gaming console. Like, the PC one was, like, a universe where, like... You could, like, build your own house and shit and, like, live in it. And
oh, like, old school one?
A little more old school, yeah. Probably, yeah, like, a decade, 15 years ago. Oh,
fuck. Lego World?
Lego World, that might be it.
And, like, you, like, would fucking deliver pizza on a skateboard? That one?
No.
Oh, no.
Don't know
that
what
one.
That is. That sounds kind of cool, too. No. Yeah, no, this one was cool. This one was cool. I feel like I had something to say about Valentine's Day. Shit. I don't want to, like, veer off of that.
No, this is... Is this the one you're talking about?
I don't know.
It's kind of newer. You kind of like travel from fucking planet to planet.
Yeah. Pretty sure that was
some
it.
Some shit like that.
Yeah. That's newer? I thought that was like a decade ago.
Fuck. Did you do anything on Valentine's Day?
No, I didn't. I did want to say, or I wanted to ask, so you kind of answered it though when you were talking about it. That's such an overrated holiday.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't believe like... the amount of shit I saw online about it for Valentine's Day. I feel like when I was in a relationship, I saw less about it than, like, this year. It just seemed like a big thing to me.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, like, Easter is, like, I look at Easter as a holiday, but it's not, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Easter.
But I don't even really, like, look at Easter at, like, a holiday.
But it's, like,
honest.
You look at, like, Valentine's Day, like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, Columbus Day and President's Day. You're like, what
yeah.
the? Okay.
Fucking Valentine, like, the dude got, like, killed because he expressed his love about someone. I'm pretty sure that's, like, the whole thing.
Do you want to know something dark?
Sure.
If you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
you're either going to marry that person or have a really shitty time ending the relationship. There's only one of two ways to end a relationship. It's either you're going to get married or you're going to break up.
Yeah.
I saw that online. I was like, damn, that's pretty true, dude.
Wow. That's kind of dark, yeah. I guess we wouldn't really know that. Do you think, like, sex is a given on Valentine's Day? Like, do you think you should expect the gift of sex?
I don't know. I feel like everyone does. I feel like everyone feels like they're like, I gotta get chocolates.
Right.
I gotta get, like, flowers.
I
gotta get bukkakis. I don't know. I think it's the stupidest fucking thing.
I feel like movies put it out to be like, oh, we're going to set up this huge romantic dinner, and then we're going to go home and you're going to put on this, like, lingerie
that
we're
going to
have
you,
this wild fucking
I'm going to pick you up in a fucking limo.
Yeah. Like, yeah. That shit's blown way the
Chipotle?
Fuck out of, proportion. So is Valentine's Day supposed to be a dual thing? Is it meant for women or is it meant for dudes too?
I think it's more of like woman.
So it's not a real holiday. That's, word.
I don't know. I've always looked at it as like, I don't expect anything, but obviously a woman is like, I'm getting flowers, I'm getting cock, I'm getting dinner tonight, I'm getting wine dine 69.
Yeah, yeah.
One day a year, at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the whole Valentine's Day thing, I'm surprised it's still going on this long. I feel like that's something that, like, France would still be doing, or Italy.
Yeah, some old school kind of thing.
Yeah, and like the U.S. just took it and we're like, let's do it.
Like, once we could get a picture of someone's booty hole that we're talking to on our phone, it should have ended there.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, you're like, you know what? Let's just call it like hangout day where everyone just chills and gets some beers.
Tinder day. Jesus.
So you've never played this, the Lego Island?
I don't think so. Lego Island.
You like had to like fucking escape this, dude.
Oh, I might have played that.
Delivered pizzas and threw them at him. You ever play the Rock Raiders fucking Lego game?
No, that looks cool though.
That one was
never
that
played
one
the Racers,
fucked, dude.
Could you look up Lego PC building game?
Building.
Because I know you could build mad shit in this game, and it was old school.
Lego Creator?
I don't know.
That's fucking pretty cool to begin with, though, too.
Right.
Damn.
Maybe it was like Lego.
Legoland?
Legoland? No. I feel like I'd remember that. Lego World sounded really familiar, so that could have been it. Maybe I just played it more recently than I thought. It was really cool, though.
Lego's fucked, dude.
Yeah. Bro, you see, I mean, we're having some shitty weather here, but the fucking Midwest and the South has shut the fuck down.
Dude, that shit's fucking wild.
They were not prepared for that. Like, dude, there's still millions of people without power, and they're, like, scavenging for, like, water and food.
It's kind of fucked up.
Everyone just bought it.
But it's like, people are like, why don't I just plow the roads? It's like, Texas gets fucking snow, like, once every fucking 4 years, and it's nothing.
Yeah,
like,
so they're not going to.
This year.
Right, yeah.
They're not going to have plows on fucking.
I don't even. So this is, I think, the first snow storm since 1989. They said it's always flurries and like an inch or two. It's never like 4 to 5 or even more. Like, I don't know. Fucking Anal lives in Texas now. She lives in Austin. And I see all the shit she was posting. And the day it happened, she was like, it's 27 degrees and all the schools are shut down. Everyone's being told to stay inside. I was like, 28 degrees? Like, right now, it's 20 degrees. Mm. Like, while we're recording, it's 20 degrees.
We're like, just like, let's fucking chill. Yeah.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
Still in the anal, I think Texas deserves it.
That's no anal. I only analed the name. Let's keep that in there.
Oh, shit.
Why, though?
I don't know. I feel like everyone's always, like, rootin' tootin' Texas.
Rootin'
tootin'. I like Texas. But I feel like the really hillbilly people deserve it, not a lot of the people.
I think it builds character. And I think that's why a lot of people on the East Coast are just tough, cold motherfuckers, because
and then we're just like, all right, fucking 4 foot of snow, fuck them.
We're used to waking up 2 hours before work at 3, 4 in the morning and shoveling a foot and a half of snow. Like, that literally builds character. Like,
Nick, it's fucked up, though.
Yeah.
Fuck them, though, huh?
I can't believe that they're just the way they reacted and how unprepared they are for snow.
Yeah.
Like,
I know,
they
you
get hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes and snow is what
you
shuts
figured, like,
the fucking...
You get a couple flurries and it fucks everything up. You'd be like, maybe we should have, like, we should put some salt in a shed somewhere
right.
and keep it there.
Let's have a backup plan for this, just in case.
Well, fucking all the, I guess all the utility companies over there
yeah.
are privately owned.
What, in
like,
Texas
the, like,
as a
the
whole?
Like the electric companies are privately owned.
Really? Like, so I'm guessing it's a must be a huge region thing. Like most,
so it's
the
not
south
like
most.
National Grid. Like,
right?
It's like Smith's fucking family electricity or bullshit like that. So it's like they don't have like the national grid power. I'm pretty sure if someone was saying something, I really don't know to like stand.
Well, that would make a lot of sense.
I feel like it's. I guess it's a lot different than it is up here. How like oh fucking national grid's going out. EverSource is going out.
I feel like just the way that snow is doing this when they have much more terrifying natural disasters, like, I'm not looking at it that seriously, but it does look kind of serious. I mean,
oh, yeah.
People literally can't get water and shit right now, and they've had no power.
So, yeah, it's not like they have insulation like we do
right.
to fucking keep the pipes.
Yeah, like, I feel bad for the average person, but... Like, your government failed you here. Like,
dude, one of the mayors was like, stop asking for handouts. And I'm like, fucking, you have the balls to say that, dude?
Yeah.
Fucking. And then Ted Cruz fucking in, like...
On vacation?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I saw that, dude. I was like, no fucking way. Is that real? Yeah. He's probably just like, oh, I don't want to deal with this shit.
And he's like,
fucking,
I'm going to take my private jet now.
Yeah.
What else? Oh. Yeah, I realize why it's called climate change now.
Okay.
Because, like, they can't call it global warming because it's fucking snowing in Texas. So they can't be like, global warming. And I was like, and I was thinking about that. I was like, oh, global warming. And I'm like, they don't even call it that. They call it climate change now.
That's a really good point. You never hear it referenced as global warming anymore.
No.
There's only climate change. Did we just give up on polar bears? Is that... They're all gone.
Dude, I know I think that's all BS. It's not as serious as it is, I feel like.
Like,
I feel like it's like climate change and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. But what about animal habitats though? Do you don't think that's like being affected?
Like that's
being
But I feel like
up.
There's so much more we could do and they're just like make a post on Facebook about it.
Yeah.
The government can put so many like yeah.
I hate that shit.
Like, the fucking government could put so many, like, different regulations and, like, take something and, like, they're like, oh, like, ocean pollution. But, like, they have things that if the government either, like, invested in or fucking did something themselves where, like, the trash goes in.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go back out. Like,
right.
Shit like that and, like, the way our fucking energies are, like, the fucking... I don't know. I feel like there's just a lot more we could do and we're not really doing it until
yeah.
it's like, hey, man, like, we're fucked.
Honestly.
There's rocks falling from space. Like,
yeah.
shit like that. And you're like, okay, maybe we should, like.
I feel like it has to affect their pockets. And like by there, I mean, like, the U.S.
Yeah.
government. Until their pockets get affected, they're not going to do shit about that.
Like,
it's fucking stupid. But I kind of think, like, so. With all these animals, like, say animals are going to be going extinct. Like, there's not going to be fucking polar bears in 20 years. There's not going to be other shit because their habitats are changing. New shit comes up, dude. Like, 500 million years ago, there were creatures, insects, shit we've
yeah,
never
like
heard of, never discussed
it.
It dies out. This shit happens. This is evolution. The planet's going to continue doing this. New shit's going to come up, dude. In 50 years, we're going to see fucking, like, bunnies that are, like, living in Antarctica. Or, like, I don't know. Like, there's going to be...
How big this earth is, bro.
Right. Like,
and the fact that someone has the balls to say, there's not one more, that's the last animal.
Yeah.
No, it's not. There's a couple more kicking around, guy. You can't say there's no more of those.
Yeah, yeah.
You, like, until you're fucking going through the jungle, fucking knocking down bamboo, trying to find these motherfuckers.
Right.
There's a couple more out there.
Yeah,
like,
it's all bullshit. Yeah. And I do think that is true. Like, what is it? They put that trillion something dollar budget out, but only used, like, $1 million to give to like the U.S. government or something, or to give
the
U.S.
the,
citizens
the
for the stimulus
thing. Yeah,
but
like,
what
we're
is
giving
that?
Fucking Iran like 300 million to like gender studies.
Yes, exactly.
I can do that for free right now.
Dude, put 10 million of that into something about climate change if you really wanted something done about it.
Gender studies, Iran, you can give me the $10 million. If you got a little fucking dingleberry and fucking a stick,
yeah,
you're a dude. If you got a hole that looks like lips, you're a female.
Yeah.
Fucking we're rich, guy.
Yeah, gender.
My friend, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Hey, and let me tell you something, U.S. government. Iran don't give a fuck about genders. You think they're really using that money to study genders?
This missile looked like cock, so it's acceptable. Like, you got us.
This one is in a circle. Go boom. Yeah, no, that's yeah, it's fucked up. Should we? Okay.
I wanted to talk about this, bro.
The Mars landing successful mission.
Dude, I saw a video of this on... Look at it, fucking celebrating guy.
Wait, what? That's crazy. I was just going to ask if you were doing that.
No. I saw a video of this and then
Sorry, they made a website? Mars.nasa.gov? They made an official website?
Yeah, guy. This is like... It's called Perseverance. That's what it is. The other one was Curiosity. But this one,
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, fucking. That Mark Rober guy, remember we talked about him that left NASA? He put a video out. Last year, he went to NASA and talked about this, like made a future video for it. And they were saying how fucking this thing is, it went to Mars. And they were saying like, oh, there's going to be a live stream. Fucking spent the whole day checking on it at like 11 o'clock. I'm like, oh, I'll see if it's, no, okay, 11:30. Like, what the fuck? It was like 3 o'clock, guy. Or 4 o'clock, and they're like, "Oh, it's going in now." And I fucking turned it on. They're all clapping. I'm like, "What the fuck, dude? I've been waiting all day for this." But so this fucking thing is going up there, and it's drilling holes into Mars and putting it in a tube.
Oh fuck yeah, that's
and
smart.
Pooping it out,
taking samples and shit,
and leaving it.
Wait, why?
And then we're gonna send something else up there. Our next mission, we're gonna send it up there. It's gonna pick these motherfuckers up. And fly them home.
So what are they trying to get?
So the whole point of this...
In the ground, I'm guessing.
Because like the last one, they got the dust particles they were studying on Mars.
Okay.
And now they're trying to take a rock and bring it home. So it has a bore that bores it in and puts it in a capsule.
And then they're going to... And then poop it back out.
And then it fucking... So that's going to die off, and then we're going to send something else to pick it up and fucking bring it back to Earth. So we'll have, like, our first Mars rock on Earth.
I hope they find something useful in that.
So, and then the whole point of this is to see if fucking there was life on Mars.
Right. So that's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping they drill deep enough or have the ability to drill deep enough. I don't know what that fucking crust is like.
Yeah, but. So you know how we went to Mars, like, a couple times? And they have anal. So, an anal,
yeah.
So, they were able to find, like, put the landing site down. This is actually kind of showing it right here. So, like, over time, like, we went from, like, this big to this big to this big. And now we're, like, at a little circle. And where they found is, like, where an old fucking, like, water system used to be on Mars.
Okay.
They're, like, if any... biology thing has been on Mars, it ended up here.
Right, yeah.
So this fucking looks pretty wild, dude.
So, yeah, if they drill deep enough where they get, like, some samples of something besides just dirt and rock, if they can get, like, any type of water, any organism, any, like, even plant or leaf that's possibly under there, that could be huge.
Yeah, that'd be
fucking... Because whatever would generate from a whole other planet, whole different atmosphere, that's... Mm. Gonna be different, dude. Imagine we fucking discover like another element out of this shit. Like,
right, yeah,
it has to be like extremely bright there, right?
Yeah,
because of how big the planet is, it's just reflecting off
like
of
nothing on it. Yeah,
yeah. It's yeah, just the sun reflecting off of it back to you. Because like us, what we see the water reflecting off of the sky. We see the bright blue sky.
Is that true?
With the sunlight, I'm pretty sure because there's so much water that we can see it like. That's weird that was like the first thing that popped up. Okay, that actually makes sense. So when you look at it as in like you're looking through like a laser beam, the light that comes to your eyes first is blue. The red light dissolves quicker.
Why is sky blue? Short answer. Gases and particles in our atmosphere. So it's not because of that.
Blue light scattered more than other colors because it travels as shorter, smaller light waves. That's why we see blue sky most of the time. Oh.
That's kind of fucking weird.
So what if you have pigmentations in your eyes? That's not it. Is it augmentation? What is the word? Because people have, like, disorders where they can only see certain colors.
Oh, color blindness?
But, like, partial. Like, only one part of the spectrum of color blindness. You know what I mean? Like, some people can't see blue and violet. They can only see red and yellow. Is the sky just dark red all the time?
Yeah.
Like, that'd be terrifying.
You're like, ah! I can't believe how blue the sky is today. How what the sky is today?
Like, I think we're gonna die.
You're telling me it doesn't look like hell for you right now?
Right. It looks like post-apocalypse all the time. That's fucked up. I feel like I've thought, like, my entire life that...
I thought it, too, and then I, like, thought I heard, like, it's a lie, and
it's
I was like...
It's not from the fucking...
I don't get lied to.
Yeah.
But yeah, guy, Mars fucking 2020.
Yeah.
That's 2021, but...
So, was that... That wasn't the doing of Elon Musk, right?
No, this was all NASA.
This was all NASA.
Yeah.
Why don't him and NASA do some shit together?
I don't know.
Probably money, I would assume. Because I think you can make a lot of money from this shit.
Yeah. I feel like the person that's going to land on Mars is, like, living on this planet.
Oh, yeah. I do, too.
Like, I feel like we'll see in the next, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
On Mars.
I mean, 2024, they're doing the whole moon shit. That's still a set thing. So
what is that?
They're going to get people on the moon by 2024.
Oh, no shit.
I don't know if it's, like, for... any length of time, but that was like the goal that was set.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I don't know. And I'm pretty sure Elon Musk was the one who said that. So he's going to try to do that. And I don't know if that's like an official NASA thing. And I don't know if his word should mean anything. Do you want to jump into IG questions or do other stuff? I got a lot of shit.
IG questions. All right. Wow.
IG questions. I'm sorry. I meant videos.
Oh.
I don't have IG questions.
Yes, sir. We'll go eeny, meeny, miny, you.
All right.
I gotta do this first and then click it in.
I like to fuck. I like to rub. I make you just nut. A slap on your butt.
Oh, what the damn, fuck I just is nutted.
Your tongue on my clit. Damn, that shit hit. You're making me drip. Damn.
Tongue on my clit. Damn, that shit. Damn, that shit hit. Making me drip. Damn.
Put my hand around her throat. She choked. She got
attitude on swole. Bro, what the?
This girl got fans, bro. You know, she is literally just talking about a Sunday morning with a really bad beat.
Was that just like keep going over?
Yeah, no, that's just her. It's really. Look at that. What is the beat rap faster than her? Yeah, she's really fucking terrible. I don't find her attractive at all. She's gross looking. Jesus Christ. And if you can't tell just from listening, that was an overweight woman that may be Hispanic or black, really bad rapper. And she's talking about how lovely she is. And, wow, these comments are ripping on her, dude. Oh, old ma instead of young ma, young ma.
When the beat,
when the beat, uncut is this? Yeah, Rito Brown, great fucking Instagram channel. I fucking love this dude. He got mad funny shit. Yeah, I wanted to get your reaction. I literally looked at this and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna throw up. Like, what is this?
That's disgusting. Fucked up, dude.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Oh, that's funny as fuck, dude. Nope.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that again.
Top of my clear.
Oh, my socks are just snippy. That's my problem.
Ooh! How hard of a hit that was.
Oh my god.
That's my problem.
Did she break the floor?
Or was that her strings? Or was her glasses?
Is it her glasses? Because it sounded like something might have cracked.
That's my problem.
Oh, those are
strings. Okay, I thought the floor like bent up. For her. I was like, dude, like she must be bleeding. Like,
that's not that was a hard hit.
I fucking love videos of people hurting themselves.
Always the best.
You got to bring talks of people doing some weird shit.
What?
I forgot he did that. The noise. Yo, he tried though. Like, honestly, like,
he was like, "I got this."
Nope. Right? Like,
nope.
He gave it his all. He didn't fucking like fall all awkwardly. He just didn't make it. Boing. Yeah. No, that was great.
The fucking Michelin tire man guy is fucking off the rails tonight.
I had some pretty gnarly ones, but they actually got taken down from Instagram. They were fucked up.
Not really.
some girl, it was probably because she looked like a young like girl, like a little kid. She was fucking on a bike, dude, and she was pretty much just riding her bike through a trail, and a fucking animal it ran on like into her spokes, and the bike stopped instantly, and the girl kept going. She was going like 30 miles per hour, dude. Like, she launched, and you just hear like, ah! It was like, oh my god,
that's the worst thing to laugh at. But I love when people like fall and like the camera's like cutting in, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, dude, when people get in car accidents and they're fucking like the camera's on in the car and it's just like smashing and then cuts out and fucking...
When people get in an accident and like they have the videos and they don't say a word,
right,
though, and you just hear the radio.
Yeah. right you just hear this like, and they're just like,
and I'm still alive. Yeah.
The very end, they're just like, fuck.
They're like, what the fuck?
That was crazy. Mad calm. Oh, yeah, this is a controversial video that was recently posted.
Oh.
It's Winnie the Pooh and the Jungle Book cartoons. Multiple scenes with the exact same animation, completely different drawing. It is literally identical animation, but the drawings are completely different. That's fucked up. So they found some other one of some people doing that. And you got to think, like...
I want to watch the top 10 WWE Royal Rumble fucking title changes guy? Because that's the next video we're watching.
Imagine how many fucking billions of dollars they made for those cartoons. And that...
Copy and paste.
Copy and pasted, dude. They just colored it differently.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what? We got this. This is going to fucking work.
That's pretty dirty.
Right?
Yeah, I didn't see those other ones. I just saw the Winnie the Pooh and Tarzan one. Is that Tarzan? The first one, right? That's Tarzan.
Was it Tarzan? I thought it was the Jungle Book for some reason.
That's what it is.
Mowgli.
It is just Jungle Book. Same thing.
Right, basically. Kind of. If you propose and she says no, do you break up? It's a tough one.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah? You propose, it's been a few years, you're obviously happily together, or at least so you think. Public place in front of everyone.
Ooh, that's
you're,
pretty rough.
You're expecting she's going to say yes. She just says no.
That is there a reason why she said no, or you don't know?
I guess that's for you to find out. I don't know. So, yeah, I guess that following conversation...
I know, I can never answer these questions yes or no. It's always like, well, like, what was the weather
right,
like?
Right, there's always stipulations. Like,
was it warm out? If it was humid, I'd probably be pretty pissed at the moment. But if it's like fall, I would be like,
raining?
Okay.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
Yes and no.
I've been in the position, and I knew she was going to say yes. I just knew it. So if she said no, I probably would have took that pretty hard.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm thinking about it, like, of the moment. Like, I knew she was going to say yes. I didn't have a fucking heart, like, doubt in my mind. Like, it was guaranteed. And she did. But if she didn't,
yeah,
I don't know how I would have taken
plan
that.
For that,
bro. I don't know how I would have taken that, like.
Huh.
It's a hard question.
Yeah.
So say you're happily.
I'd say no.
5 years happily with someone. 10 years. I don't know how long would you
actually. Trying to get those tax breaks, boy.
I'd say, I guess, yeah. I'd say at least 3 years. At least 3 years, you're happily together. You have no doubt in your mind she's going to say no.
And she says no.
And then she says no. Just caught her off guard, and she's like,
You might have to hit a bitch at that point.
You're like, oh, okay. You're
like, oh, okay. Say no now.
Bitch.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. I feel like I'd
and
then say
go home and beat the fuck out of her. And so you ever embarrass me like that again? You're gonna say no again. No, I'm just a bit, just a bit, just a bit,
just a bit. Comedy, comedy. I think I would say like I think I wouldn't care, but I don't know how the situation would be. I don't know.
I would need like an MLA format, double spaced, 18 font, fucking five paragraphs of what's going on.
Yeah.
Making me look like a fool out there.
And if you like tell people about it and people are like videotaping it and shit, and then she's just like, oh, fuck.
I actually saw a video of someone proposing on ice skates, bro, in the middle of an ice rink. She's like telling the guy no, shaking her head, and she's like trying to skate off.
And then like a stadium?
Yeah, like in a public ice rink.
Oh, God.
And this dude's on his knee on fucking ice skates, so you're like, oh, he obviously knows how to skate. This dude gets up, he's fucking shaking and shit.
Oh my
and he's
god.
Like, trying to go over there, dude, like and shriveling. Like,
that's so
the
much
top
worse.
Governor's like, if you skate like that guy, she's gonna say no.
That's so much worse, though. Oh my god. If you ever propose, make sure it's somewhere where you can get away fast.
Yeah.
You can
in
run.
The middle, bro. She's like fucking trying to skate, and he's like,
you know, that was the longest 10 seconds of his life skating over to her after. Like, it definitely didn't take long, but he was fucking freaking out. I have on here the word cowboys, and then in parentheses, rebellious cowboys. I don't remember why I wrote that. Does that ring a bell to you for anything?
No idea.
Cowboys, and then in parentheses, rebellious cowboys.
Let's look it up.
What the fuck was I thinking when I wrote this?
Rebellious cowboys. Boys. It's a book.
I don't know what the fuck. I it might click to my head in my head at some point. I guess we can kind of ask like that looks okay.
What you reading there, buddy?
We can kind of ask this as a general question. If you were in the Wild West back in the old days, where would you be? What would you be? Would you be like a blacksmith? Would you be a horse stabler? Would you be a cowboy?
Ooh.
Outlaw?
I think we talked about this before.
Have we?
So I said I want to be a bounty hunter, bro, and fucking shoot people.
Well, that's probably Star Wars.
No, because remember I watched that movie where there were cowboys and shit.
Oh, fuck. We definitely did
Django
talk about
Unchained,
that.
And I was like, imagine living in the Wild Wild West.
Damn.
That's not really Wild Wild West.
Probably did talk about that, though.
I think we did. But I didn't think about, like, blacksmith, a horse dude. Ooh, I don't want to be a blacksmith.
Yeah.
Let's go ching, ching.
That would be dope. Ching. You make mad money, dude. Everyone needs guns. Everyone needs fucking knives. And did they use, like, swords in the Wild West? I don't think so. Like, fucking Bama, 1930. I don't know where I went. That was the first year that came to my head for some reason.
I thought that was, like...
The 50s? Is it...
1950s?
Yeah. 1850s?
Like cowboys, bro?
Yeah.
Guy, you're talking about like... Dude, that's like...
Am I thinking 1850s? Am I going far too back?
Yeah. When?
Wouldn't you think the age of the Wild West was? When that comes to my head, I think of the...
1860s?
Oh, I think of the 50s for some reason.
That was pretty long ago. I feel like we should bring cowboys back.
I don't really think they left. I just don't think it's
taken
seriously.
Well, like cool cowboys. With the like, ching, ching, this town ain't big enough for the two of us, people. Yeah. We should bring cowboys back. We should bring Brootin' Tootin' Riot, like sayings like that. What's another one? Something, yeah. That one's a good one.
Yeah. both of those might have to go on the Patreon. Like, I just left all that in there the last episode, just started off with it.
Ooh, what are we doing here? It's not cowboys.
Yeah, there's definitely, like, the cowboy is still a thing. Like, I mean, we could fucking ask Michael Selfridge if we wanted to, but the cowboys are definitely still a thing. I feel like it's not taken seriously. Like, people just think of the old Wild West. But people still
this is a fucking cowboy,
dress right? like that, and I guarantee people still carry around fucking
revolvers.
Revolvers that are fucking a six shooter, dude. Jesus Christ.
Ooh, Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, see, people might not have like those like the vests on like they do. I mean, they still might, to be honest. I don't know. If we have any Texan listeners or any Southern listeners that there's like the real cowboy South, hit us up. Let us know, because that would be kind of cool.
There's no black cowboys. Come on, dude.
I have actually never seen a black cowboys. What did that image literally say? Black cowboys are real?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just the media manipulating me, though. Have you ever seen a black cowboy?
Are there cow women?
Yeah. You ever seen the Magnificent Seven?
There it is. All our life problems fixed in this one. Oh.
That doesn't even look like a cow woman. That looks like a fucking a goat mixed with a wing of some sort.
Yeah, this is an actual.
Combat Hinu, the cow mother.
Look at the fucking. This has got like fucking six pairs of titties, guy.
Literally. She has tits.
Of course.
On the front of her chest.
And tits.
Like, wouldn't udders. They just regular be, like, udders and along her stomach line like every other cow?
Dude,
like,
of course literally... she's Indian. Of course.
Jesus Christ. Can't Indians not eat cow?
Hello, I'm a cow woman.
Isn't that a thing?
That's so bad.
Yeah, I know. Oh, boy. Have you seen the trailer for Justice League?
No, I have not.
Like, the 2021 one.
No.
It looks bad.
I heard Mortal Kombat looked wild.
That was my next one.
I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it? We might need to watch it right now. We can anal it because it's that good, dude. It looks fucking... They meshed New World and old Mortal Kombat together. And they put my favorite fucking... I say it's my favorite Asian actor and I can't even think of his name. I know he's not Asian either, but... All right, we're going to anal while we watch this.
Inappropriate, bro?
That looks fucking crazy. So just think, HBO Max, remember that fucking quick trailer they put out previewing all the movies they were going to release?
Yeah.
They're fucking doing it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, first,
That looks fucking pretty sweet, dude.
Right? What was that first movie? I think Tenet came out on HBO Max? No, Tenet, I think, was the theater
Wonder
one.
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman came out on HBO Max. Yeah, Wonder Woman 1984. What other dope movie came out recently on HBO Max that I feel bad now that I already forgot it? But some really good movie. The Little Things with Denzel Washington and Jared Leto. Apparently that's like a really good movie.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It's just like a drama crime type movie, but
yeah, this movie looks fucking dope, dude.
Mortal Kombat's coming out.
Godzilla? I haven't seen that new Godzilla movie. I feel like I should now.
I feel like I've seen parts of it, but it's really good. I'm pretty sure Charlie Day's in it, if I remember. No, he's not. Sorry, I'm thinking different movie. Godzilla vs. Kong's coming out. Matrix 4 is coming out on fucking HBO Max. I hope they do that in the first half of the year, but knowing them, they probably won't.
King of the Monsters is the newest one.
Yeah, that one I have not seen. Well, I watched like part of it, but I ended up like passing out or something during it. But they're coming out with a new King Kong. Or did they already come out with it? They did already come out with it. Damn, I'm behind on all this shit.
A new King Kong?
The newest one, not a new one. Probably the 2005 one?
Oh, like that one?
No, that was the OG
Skull
one.
Skull Island?
Yeah, no, that was the OG one.
Oh yeah, they did come out with this.
Okay, that one is the newer one, yeah. But that one apparently meshes directly in with Godzilla, And that's why Godzilla vs. King Kong is the new 2021 movie.
So we need to watch those.
And they're coming out with that.
I can't believe this was a movie guy. Fucking Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage. The movie was wild.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah. I mean, it's special effects. That's it. Yeah. Like, the whole movie is special effects. It's not really like... But it's dope special effects. Like, you get to see fucking giant ape beat the shit out of people. Fucking fire. Yeah, Mortal Kombat looks fucking dope, though. I can't wait until that comes out. It's making me want to get HBO Max, dude, just because you can stream these fucking...
How much is HBO Max?
I don't know. I haven't even looked.
Doom, bro. They should make a good Doom movie.
Yeah. Did you watch that movie, the Doom movie, with Dwayne Johnson? And...
Yeah. I kind of liked it, I mean, but it wasn't like... It was an old movie.
Right. It was definitely good for like 05, I think, whatever it was. Yeah. Definitely good for its time.
One star on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of makes sense. I mean, the movie
didn't... Yeah, it wasn't... I mean, I thought it was a cool movie.
It didn't really have anything to do with, like, the Doom concept either. Like, the games and shit.
Yeah.
The games were a lot more wild than that shit. But they also probably didn't want to go that
hard. Aren't these Resident Evil movies AIDS?
I don't know. I never really watched one. I just heard they weren't that good, so I could never get into it.
Does a new Doom movie... And it looks terrible.
Yeah, if we didn't hear anything about it, it's probably bad, right?
Someone's like, we should just make a movie of it.
Yeah. Wasn't there some other new shit that came out really recently? I know WandaVision keeps fucking coming out, but you haven't started that yet, right?
No. So it's about... Who is it about?
Wanda.
That's her name, right?
Well, she's the Scarlet Witch from the comics, but her name's Wanda Maximoff, yeah.
Who, and she's in the Avengers, though, right?
Yes. She's the one, is W-A-N-D-A.
Oh, what the
fuck? What the fuck? Oh, boy. Yeah, she's the one that she fucked Thanos up at the end.
Oh, where, you know, this is her?
Yeah, you know when she was ripping apart Thanos at the end of the Endgame movie and he had to, like, call his ship to do Hellfire to, like, fuck them up by herself was fucking killing Thanos? Well, you know how Thanos, like, killed Vision in the Avengers? This is immediately following that. And she's like... torn in half from Vision being dead, and it's so fucking good, dude.
Well, so I should watch this show.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's amazing. And now that 7 episodes are out, you can go right through the first 2 like nothing, because the first 2 were mad like confusing, but it all starts adding up. You're like, oh my god, this is crazy.
No, and shit,
yeah, I didn't realize it, but I can't even say that, that'll spoil too much. Yeah, she's easily the strongest Avenger, like, by far. Like, I think she could fuck up Captain Marvel.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah, Justice League trailer looks horrible.
Yeah, right. Tangent.
Who would win in a fight, a hippo or an elephant?
A hippo.
Hippo, by far.
Fuck that thing right up.
I didn't realize how fucking many violent hippo shit there is online, but there's a lot of violent hippo shit online.
Hippos aren't... They don't fuck with those motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, they fuck people up. Apparently, like, really well, really quickly. You know what I don't get about hippos? How fucking fast they are. Like, they can swim, like, faster than... Like, they defy the law of physics when they swim.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they're, like... They
can chew the shit out of stuff.
Have you ever seen them, like, coming up on something swimming? You should look up, like, a hippo swimming or something, or diving, I don't know. Something about them in the water. But, the fact, it's like an ant, because ants can carry like a shit ton of weight on their back, you know? It's like 10 times their
thing. Ants are cool, bro.
Hippos are like a couple tons, and they swim so fucking fast.
Look at that fat little fucker, dude. This isn't...
Yeah, this is like, you should do like hippo attacking animal or something. Unfortunately, we can't really show this on YouTube either, probably. For the listeners and viewers, we're looking up an extremely quick hippo swimming at full speed on YouTube. It's a video of them, like, they, like, get charged by this hippo in the water. And when you see how fast it is, it's fucking wild.
Oh, shit, dude. You know when fucking an animal looks at you, you're fucked.
Dude, especially those big fucking... Like, you think, like, oh, no, an alligator. Nah.
Oh, wow. Oh, shit. He doesn't give a fuck.
They're in a boat with a motor, and that thing is fucking hauling ass after them. That's got to be at least 15, 20 miles per hour. And welcome back. There was probably a little prompt to cut right there. Eric had to leave for work, and I'm actually recording on the following day because it was kind of late anyways. Few things I wanted to touch on. One being, I don't understand the arrows in the alleyways in grocery stores, like their way of limiting people from being in the alleys too often and having them get too crowded is by walking in a certain direction. I mean, most customers, like the average customer, will still like take a few minutes in that aisle getting a few things unless they know exactly what they want. But at least up here in fucking New Hampshire, everyone's like, they take their time in the aisles, so there's still a stuffed ass aisle. You still have to cut through people. You're just all going in the same direction now. I mean, I'm sure that could help some places, but that's not like, I don't know why that's a consistent thing across all the stores. I see videos of people like screaming at each other. This old woman was like coughing on this younger girl because she was going the wrong way, but I don't know the situation there. I mean, the old woman was definitely a little nuts, but I don't know why the younger girl was like, it looked like a pretty empty aisle. I don't know. Who knows the full story, but I understand why people are getting frustrated. Don't really know how they could fix that anyways. But it is annoying. Like, they do that with grocery stores now. Like, they're going to do that with most stores. And if the pandemic doesn't really ever go away and it just subsides, this is just how shopping is going to be from now on. They're probably going to get more strict about it. They're probably going to try to enforce it more. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's kind of smart to take precautions like that, but with the COVID vaccine out now, and like they say it's pretty much like guaranteed that you won't get it, but you still should wear the mask because you don't know if you'll be able to transmit it still. We haven't confirmed that yet. I don't know. I feel like things should be going back to normal, but the government's just going to find ways to, or maybe not the government, maybe the CDC and the average scared, stupid American will fuck it up for everyone else. I don't want to get too political, but yeah, fucking mask wearing, all that dumb shit. I still do it. I still think it's necessary, but if that vaccine gets to everyone in the country, I mean, what's the point, really? You know, shit better be opening back up. That's all I'm saying. It's too damn cold right now anyways, but boy, those restaurants need to start opening, need to do some more outdoor things, losing all my vitamin D, somehow becoming more and more white by the day. And I don't think it's just the snow. No, the snow like reflects off of my skin, and yeah, whatever. Now, I'm becoming less and less of a fan of New England, honestly, and I'm only fucking 25. I'm feeling by the time I'm 28, I'm probably not even going to be fucking trying to live here still. Probably going to try to move away. Dave Chappelle. Shave DePel. That sounds a lot weirder when you switch those around. It worked. Everyone stopped streaming his shit on platforms. I mean, it got taken down from Netflix, so I think Comedy Central or whoever owned the rights to the show and all that, they made like a deal with him. And I'm pretty sure I read this, so if I'm wrong, this is going to sound really dumb and I'm talking out of my ass, but that's what half this podcast is anyways. But yeah, it worked. Most people stopped streaming the Chappelle show after he said that shit. It ended up getting taken down everywhere else besides Netflix, and then I'm pretty sure he has the rights back because Netflix paid him a fuck ton of money. They put the Chappelle show back up, and I'm pretty sure he has like a new Chappelle show coming. With, I'm guessing it's the same concept, but it's probably just, I don't know if he has the rights to the name back, if it's still going to be the Chappelle show, but that's what I was reading, so I don't know if that changed, but yeah. Fuck Valentine's Day. Just want to say that. I don't really have much else to go off of. I was going to do some more IG videos on this, but I feel like I should save that for the full pod. So this is going to be a short one this week, guys. Thank you for tuning in. I am John. Eric was here. We will try to get back to having more people on again. Ruben's pretty much a staple. Dawson's going to try to be on a lot more often. I think Sacco's returning. Might have Kara come back through. Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun with this. Got a new camera. I got another camera, not a new one. Same shitty quality. Got another mic, so we got the full setup. Stay tuned. Patreon.com/TBVpodcast. There's at least 20 exclusive episodes up there now, I'm pretty sure. Again, $5, $10, $25. Shout out to Connor. Connor D. He was a $25 patron for a few months, but we were still getting everything together. We didn't really have our shit together until like last month, 2 months ago. So yeah, shout out to Connor. Still a patron. We love you, buddy. Thanks for supporting. Hit the podcast up, 603-922-4074. Email us. Let us know what you think about the shit we talk about, and then, you know, suggest topics and whatnot. Email brutalview@gmail.com. YouTubers, thanks for watching. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Listeners, thank you for listening. Tell your friends, share the podcast. We can only grow and get better if you assist us with that. We'll be back next week, Tuesday morning,